Let's sing that song together, How Great Is Our God.
How great
great is our God. How great is our God. And how great is our God. Oh, sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, the sing. How great. How great is our God. Sing the first verse with me. Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. All will see. How great. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Name above all names. Oh, name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. My heart will see. How great is our God. Sing it again now. Oh, name above all names, you are worthy of all praise. My heart will sing. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Y'all did good on that. Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Man, I love that. Don't you? Just giving God the glory. Amen. Why don't we pick it up just a little bit? Fill my way every day with love. I think that's a key of F. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Build my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, keep me close to side of my Savior and God. Let me never in darkness roam. Oh, keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Sing with me now. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, as I walk with the heavenly. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Oh, let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. sure live my way. Hallelujah. Oh, live my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Live my way every day with love. First verse. Oh, let me walk, bless the Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Oh, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, fill my way with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile, every day with love. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all past, home and last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Oh, many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him, he will give me life. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads for every time. And look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valley low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, oh, leading in the fire. With a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, but he's guiding me, and I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me live my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen. Why don't you give him some praise? Hallelujah. Can't wait for that day when we can meet him face to face. The one I've heard about all my life. Amen. Means so much to me. Let's sing one more before we change the order of our song service. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into you. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Just run into, oh, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name.
Amen. Musicians can play something softly. I'm just going to let you have your seats, give your legs a rest for just a minute. Man, we have a few prayer requests we want to be remembering in prayer. A few of these we mentioned this morning, we'll go over those again for those of you that are taking notes. Amen. Brother David Stevens requested prayer for his mother. So let's remember her in prayer. Also want to remember the Buchanan family. I believe Brother Keith was traveling. I want to remember Sister Jessie Cockman in prayer as well. She is also traveling. Be remembering that in prayer. want to remember Brother Richard Smith's prayer request for Sister Mary. She is suffering from a terrible headache. I believe she has a doctor's appointment on Tuesday to address that. So let's remember her in prayer, that God would give her a healing touch. The doctor would have a good report for her. Amen. Also have a note here. It says, please pray for Brother Troy Hughes. He is having trouble with his stomach. He's not feeling well. They'll be streaming their service. Amen. So let's remember Brother Troy in prayer as well. Amen. That is all the requests I have at this time. Let's all stand. Amen. I'd like to ask Brother Ben Cafferty, would you take these needs before the Lord in prayer? Amen. Appreciate Brother Ben. Amen. I just appreciate his spirit. Amen. If you have any unspoken prayer requests or uplifting of hands, I mean, God knows your needs, my friend.
Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you this afternoon, Lord, just thankful, Lord, that there's someone where we can worship, whether there's some sisters, Father, Lord, just to come together and just to hear your word, Father, and just to get away from the world for a little bit, Lord. We're so thankful for that. We're so thankful for your grace and your mercy to us, Lord. Lord, this afternoon, Father, our brother Jaron read these prayer requests, Lord. We just ask that you would go and touch each of these needs, Father, whether they are spiritual, Lord, financial, physical, Father. You know each of the needs, Father, and Lord, the ones that raise their hands, Father, of unspoken prayer requests, Father, you know each of those needs. And Lord, you know, Lord, what all of us need, Father. Lord, we ask, Father, that you'd be with our brother Jaron. As he continues to lead us in singing, Lord, we ask that you bless him, bless the musicians, Father, and bless the word. Brother Chisholm, as he comes, Father, Lord, help us to do our part, Father, and to pull on the word, Lord, because that's why we're all here, Father. We ask that you'll be in the remainder of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to let you have your seats. We have a couple of specials here. I believe Sister Grace has a special. Is that correct? All right. Sister Grace, if you'd be making your way to the front. As she's coming, let's sing that song, Create in Me a Clean Heart.
Create in me a clean heart.
All you need.
beautiful song. Amen. Thank you, Sister Grace. And I think if I was a preacher right now, I'd be having a shouting fit. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe Brother Wayne has a special for us. If he'd be making his way and preparing at this time, I have a small announcement to make. If you've not yet paid for your registration for the ladies' tea, it was due last Sunday. So you want to make sure you see Sister Frida. Amen. So let's remember that if you've not paid for your registration. Amen. Go ahead, Brother Wayne.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been asked to sing a special, and that's sort of unusual, but I debated this song. We always like to, we like the upbeat type of songs, and I love them too, but this song is a slow song, and you could almost call it a sad song, but yet, you know, there's coming a time if the rapture doesn't take place, we'll leave this world. And that's going to be a glorious time. And for all that we have in store for us, can you cut that down just a little bit? For all that we have in store for us, meeting our loved ones in Jesus Christ our Savior, it's going to be a wonderful time. And this song is an old song, and maybe some of the older ones might remember it. But a lot of younger ones won't, but it's titled, I'm Homesick for Heaven, and I Got a Longing to Go. I'm trying travel the bad path is straight. Each day brings me closer to that beautiful gate where I lay down my burden, receive a bright crown. Forever to live in that heavenly land, I got a longing, I'm homesick to go to a land without our dear, no sorrow. There's nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm homesick forever. I got a longing to know. When I prayed my life's prayer and I'd sung my life's song, and the dead angel whispered, it is time to go home. 'Twill be goodbye to friends I have met on. But I'll see them again on that homecoming day. I've got a longing, I'm homesick to go to a land without our end, no sorrow. There is nothing but trouble in this world below.
have owned me forever. My daughter lonely. I'm home to through a land without heartache, no sorrow or woe. There is nothing but trouble in this world below. I'm home till Jesus come. I've never been in heaven, but I know I'll feel at home. It won't be long till Jesus come. I'm on my way to heaven, and I know it won't be long. Just a country boy, I never had much money. I never knew the world of the rich. But in heaven, I know I'll have a mansion. Those streets of gold are made just for me. It won't be long till I've never been to heaven, but I know I'll feel at home. It won't be long till Jesus comes. I'm on my way to heaven, and I know it won't be long. If the Lord should come today, I'd go to meet. But the sinner will be left behind in the beach to parade. They'll be crying for the rocks to fall upon them. They'll weep and pray, but it will be too late. It won't be long till Jesus comes. I'm there.
Make their way forward at this time. As they're making their way, we'll sing that song, We Fall Down. Lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Amen.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Greatness of at the feet of Jesus, we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the
Let's all stand. We're going to take up our evening offering. And Brother Mike Pritchard, lead us in prayer. Amen. Yes. Choir, come forward at this time. Let's continue singing that while they're assembling.
Myself away so you can use.
Appreciate the choir and Sister Laura's efforts with us. Amen. Amen. Appreciate it so much. Let's all stand. Got Brother Isaiah Chisholm with us tonight, just ready to hear what God has in store for us. Amen. I believe all hearts and minds are ready for the word. Amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God, holding closely to His side with love and strength.
To hear your heart's cry.
is passing by this moment, your deep supply. Reach out, touch the Lord as He goes by. Everybody saying, reach out and touch the Lord, oh, as He goes by. You will find Him not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your need. Reach out. Everybody, reach out. Why don't you just reach out this evening? He's walking right by as He. I believe the Lord Jesus. Oh, you will find He not too busy just to hear your heart's cry. He is fast. Supply. Reach out. Give me the key of G. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I lift my hands, I bow my knees, and I worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Tell the Lord again. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Right now, I need you, right now. I want you to just lift your hand. Oh, I lift my hand, I bow my knees, and I worship at your throne. I need you, Lord, right now. You know, I come too far to be so selfish, but this is what I tell the Lord. They need you, Lord. They need you, Lord, right now. Right now, oh God, right now, this evening. They need you, Lord. They need you, Lord, right now.
At your not tomorrow, but right now. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. If y'all wouldn't take it hard, such a present here. Can I just sing one more song? Amen. Let's try that in the key of D. Amen. I tell you, the next time I come here, if it be all right, I like to be on the choir. I would love to sing. I'm serious. So professional. I'm telling you, it's very unique. And the anointing is here. Good plan. I'm telling you, everything just organized. You know, Brother Brown said, you know, God hate denominizing, but nothing wrong with organizing. You know, I watched everything. I watched the sang and the leaders. I mean, the voices, the soprano, the bass. And I watched my brother when he put one hand behind, he gave some signal, and the music just died right down. I said, "My, look at there. That's beautiful." Let's catch key of D. Amen. I'm amazed. You know, that's my favorite song. No one knew how long I was feeling, and the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. Yet I left and said, my life is fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day, someone told me of your mercy and the love that you show on Calvary. There you died and purchased my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, I'm amazed how you love me, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm amazed how you give your precious blood. I found pardon. Now my sins are washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away. I'm amazed how you love me. You came through your precious blood. I found pardon. Now my sins, they are washed. They are washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away. Yes, it's true. There's been days when I fail you. Lord, you know the many times I've gone astray. But I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness. And your ears is open every time I pray. No ever cares for me like you, Lord. Other friends could never be this close to me. I'm not afraid to face the problems of tomorrow, knowing you are everything that I need. I found pardon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. My, I begin to feel Pentecostal. I feel like an apostolic. I feel like a member of the firstborn. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Let us just bow our heads. Lord Jesus, Lord, I don't even feel worthy to be standing here. Lord, such anointing. It's like going beyond the veil where Aaron's rod budded. Oh, God, a dried up stick, Lord. And, Father, we are in your presence, Lord, and anything can happen, Lord, if we believe. Father, we pray this evening that you'll just get me out of the way. Lord, these scriptures, Lord, that we approach, Lord, has been read by many men across this great nation, Lord, has been preached many of times. So, Father, we just pray, oh God, that you'll take these lips, Lord, and you speak, Lord, the word of encouragement. Speak a word to our heart. God, give us the insight, God, what you is doing in this hour. Bless the hearers. Lord, your word is already anointed. God, just anoint us, anoint our ears that we may hear. And Lord, let us believe what we hear. Lord God, we drive away every unbelief that we might believe the word and that we might be partaker of your divine presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for the pastor, Lord, giving us this moment just to spend with the chosen people of God. Lord, I realize that I'm not just speaking to anyone, but Lord God, I'm speaking to a special class of people from all walks of life. Father, we realize that we are speaking to those that came from the very mind of God. Lord, we step out of eternity, Lord, as a thought put on flesh. So, Father, will you have us to speak to your people here, oh God, that we will be encouraged, Lord, in these last and evil days. We give your name the praises and the glory. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you love the Lord while you're standing. My, I feel wonderful. I feel wonderful. My. Believe it or not, I was asked early this week to come up, and I have been very, very busy, just different places, just about every other Sunday. And when Pastor gave me a call, in my mind or in my heart, I was saying, Lord, what would you have me to speak to this congregation? You know, different nation, different towns carry different spirits. But I feel like a priest tonight because there are, even though we are in this Pacific town or this country, we are people of faith. We believe God's word. So as I was riding, just been in a battle this week, just been in a battle, you know, but through the midst of battles, I never feel like giving up. I never feel like throwing in the towel. I just feel there's something in the insides to keep going, even though you be lying down flat on your face, but you just can't quit because you didn't call yourself to this. He called you with a holy call. So as we was riding up, I was telling my precious brother, the song leader, in the back, I was saying I didn't know what I was going to speak, but it was like the Lord saying, just get on the road and you just ride. And I'll tell you what needs to be said. So as I was riding, inspiration began to distract me, and I had to pull on the side of the road, and I had to write some notes. So it's fresh to you and it's fresh to me. So I'm excited tonight. So if we kind of don't dot our I's and don't cross our T's, remember this is the first time I ever spoken this. But, amen, I believe God has something good for us. Amen. If you will, pardon me for having you stand so long. We just turn I had it, but I just lost it. Isaiah 53. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 53. And I told my brother, I said, I want to do something different this evening. Normally I have that little walk mic, a repel mic, and I like to be back there or over here. But I want to stand still tonight. Somebody said it was impossible, but I believe all things is possible with God. If I believe, I believe I can stay up here tonight. Amen. I just have something on my heart. I just want to stay directly with the Word. All of His Word, even in the discernment, is a part of God. But as tonight, I just want to lay that Word in there. Amen. Just give the devil a black eye. I just want the devil to know that we are believers. Amen. I don't care how circumstances look. We are believers. Amen. Pardon me for having you stand so long. It's just the presence of the Lord here. Amen. Y'all brought it here, so don't blame me. Amen. Isaiah 53, and we read down to verse 10. And it reads, are we all there, by saying amen? Amen. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up from him, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form, no countenance, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. For all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Let us just bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. Now sanctify it to our souls. This we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. A little thought by the help of the Lord before we, amen, get too ahead of ourselves. Our thought tonight is, who hath believed our report? Who has believed our report? Jesus said to the people of his day, those that came to see him or to see his miracles. And he says in John the 8th chapter in verse 24, he says, if you can't believe that I am he, then you shall die in your sins. So, what is sin? The prophet taught us that, sin is not smoking. Sin is not committing adultery. Sin is not lying. Sin is not drinking. Well, what is sin? We all know it. It's the attribute of unbelief. And it's a dangerous thing, amen, to have unbelief, amen, in this hour. The prophet of God said something as I just laid a foundation. The prophet of God said something one time. He says, what good is it to take a carnadium bird, I mean, you know where I'm going, and to feed that carnadium bird vitamin A, vitamin B, and make the wings healthy and strong, then keep that carnadium bird in a cave? What good is it? Well, what good is it for we as message believers to come to church for year in and day out, or whatever night, whatever day, and to amen the word and to hear the word and don't act upon the word? The Bible said, blessed is he that heareth the word of God and you obey the word of God. If that's right. So that's what, you know, the Lord is really laying on my heart, amen, is to believe the word of the Lord. And the Bible also said, as I was in the back on the way riding, it came back to me in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the 1st verse. And it says, Paul writes and he talk about perilous time shall come. Now, I'm going to ask you a question tonight. When Paul spoke that in his day, the first messenger to the first church, Paul spoke that perilous time shall come. Not it's might going to come, it shall come. I'm going to ask you a question. Are we looking for that time? Are we looking for that time? No, it's here. It's here. There's no guessing. It's here. It's perilous. Well, that word perilous means it's dangerous. Well, what you mean by dangerous? It's a dangerous thing to sit in the truth. You know, the Bible said in Revelation, I think it's 3, he says, I'd rather for you to be, you either be hot or you cold. You know, God rather for you to come to church and just be cold, just be like a block of ice. He'd rather you to just be cold or to be hot. But he don't like that lukewarm Christian. That's right. And the Bible said that he would spew us out of his mouth. I reminded of, in the Bible, there was a group of people, they had a choice. They could go into the city and get the good, or they'll stay there and die. I can't remember exactly the story. You know what I'm going about, what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, I want to deal tonight, who has, my topic tonight is, who hath believed our report? There's such an anointing here, I feel I could really just take my time. Actually, the angel of the Lord is here. Now, I would go much further if you could handle this. Now, the same angel that came down in 63, the angel is still here. I believe it's been 56 years now. The angel of the Lord has been here on this earth. You do the math. Well, all of the turmoils and distress and all these battles and gunshot and shooting in churches and our kids being shot down and murder and adultery. But yet, the angel of the Lord is here. What is that if you can believe? And Jesus said, Isaiah wrote, who shall believe our report unto whom the arm of the Lord is revealed? And I realize, my brothers and sisters, we could come to church day in and day out. You could have all poured on you all day long, every day. Every day you can have all poured on you. The prophet of God said something in the message It's the rising of the sun. Was it on the message that day at Calvary? I remember so well. I just spoke of that, Brother Donnie. And if I could just remember how the prophet said it, he said, Satan don't care how much you go to church. Now, I think I'm missing some of the quote, but you go look it up. He said, Satan doesn't care. It's in the rising of the sun. Satan doesn't care how much you go to church. He doesn't care how religious you are. Do you know a religious spirit is five times worse than any spirit there is? Do you know the prophet said that? A religious spirit is a dangerous spirit. A religious spirit. And just saying a religious spirit, and I think about Ezekiel, that mighty prophet, when he walked out there and he talking about a new spirit. And the prophet of God says, you know, how there's a new spirit and God's Holy Spirit. And a lot of times people come to church or they come to what they call the message, or they come out of Pentecost or UPC Baptist or Pentecost or Jehovah Witness, and they come to the message of the hour. Well, that's good. But there's a going out. Now, this is fresh to me. Now, I'm just following him. There's a coming out and there's a going into. 2 million and a half came out. There's a lot of folks. 2 million and a half. Let that soak. 2 million and a half came out. Came out of what? Egypt. Egypt was a type of the world or an organization. Are you hearing me? So these people came out upon a Moses ministry that God gave to him. Now, was these people message believer? Sure they was. Dathan and Korah, they believed what Moses said to an extent. And I realized we must have faith in this hour. It's one thing to say, well, Brother Chisholm, I've been to the Sabine Canyon. Oh, that's wonderful. I've never been there. I've been to the Grand Canyon. I've never been to the Sabine Canyon. I've never been to the place where the prophet, where he said he held his hands up and a bright shining sword came in his hand. I wasn't there. But I believe that. If he said it, I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. But would that give me the new birth? No. Would that change my nature? No. Well, what if I go to Jeffersonville and I get a belt buckle? Somehow the prophet of God left one of his belt buckle where I could put that belt buckle on all day long. I could go hunting, fishing with it. It won't save me. That belt buckle won't give me a new nature. And I didn't finish the quote. The prophet, can I just take this off? The prophet of God says, bless the Lord. The prophet of God says, Satan don't care how religious you are. He don't care how much you go to church. You know, a lot of times people think church saved them. A lot of times people hide behind a religion. A lot of times I was up at a church in Alaska, and a brother was there, and he was thinking that he was going to get a body change or going to rapture off of his pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, that's right, coattail. That'll never happen. That would never happen. Not on this earth, not the world to come, that would never happen. It's got to be a new birth. It's got to be your own personal relationship with God. And how we get that relationship is by being sick. I heard Brother Donnie, I'm sure you might have heard, but Brother Donnie was talking about how dangerous it is to have unbelief or don't believe all of the Word of God. I think Matthew, the 4th chapter, it said, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is every word of God. This is the word of God. And it has come forth in this hour, and I thank God for it. But I said, Lord, you know, A lot of time we come to the message, and a lot of time you see people, you know, because somebody else waved a hand, you know, you waved your hand, which is nothing wrong with that. We don't want, Brother Brown says, nothing wrong with being emotional. I just heard that just today. Amen. That day at Calvary. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. But a lot of times Satan could get into people that think because they could cry when the word going forth, the devil could do that. James and Jeremy withstood Moses, did the same thing. Moses threw down a rod, they threw down a rod. Some of the church members cry, some of their church members cry. And I just want to speak on my thought tonight, this evening, is who has believed our report? That's my text. But my subtext is the church that is prepared for the supernatural. Are you hearing me? The church that is prepared for the supernatural. And you look at the natural. What is a church? This is a church. Four corner walls. It's a building. Bricks. What have you. Wood. It's a place where we come to worship. And also, the church is, the spiritual is also known as a group of people. Is that right? I think the word means the called out one. It also known, I think in the Greek or the Hebrew, it also means the called out one. Is that right? I don't want to bore you tonight. I may be throwing y'all. Maybe you want me to run the aisle, but I'm not going to run tonight. No, I'm going to stand still. I want the devil to know that we believe the word. You know, I don't want to be all that jumping and hollering. Nothing wrong with that. You know, a lot of time, Brother Brown said, I'm doing all that hollering. Sometimes I think I need to slow down and examine myself. I just don't want to say a lot of words, but let the words out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be exalted unto you, O God. You know, I just want to be clear in my speech that the people can catch the word of God. We come too far. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. All of us in here, from the back to the front, every one of us is in a war. You say, what war I'm in? You are in a war. You may not want to face it, but some of us in here had passed you out of helicopters. Some of us got Nergaze, how you pronounce it? Grenades. And I say that word 100 times, but now I'm getting speechless. Grenades. Amen. You jumped out of helicopters, airplanes, you escaped bomb shelter. And the greatest battle that's ever fought is in the mind. You're in a battle. You're in a war. And the devil constantly talking. But that's why we got to come to church and we got to hear the word. And y'all don't let me preach the message on the sleeping virgin. I don't want to go there. Amen. So I pray, God, that you could just stay with me. Amen. It's a little warm up here, but I'm going to preach myself right cool up here. You love the Lord this night. Amen. And I also want to talk about the supernatural. The supernatural, a manifestation or an event, an attribute to some force beyond the sacrifice of understanding or law of nature. Our scientists, scientific understanding of law of nature. And let me read a quote here. Can I just read this quote? You know, it's a shame. There's places they don't want you to read the quote, but yet they say they believe the message. I think the color's being showed. Amen. I believe with all my heart. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed that God sent in these last days, he sent, amen, a prophet, amen, fulfilling Malachi 4, and to turn our hearts back, what do you think give us joy? What's giving us rapture and faith? God sent a promise in this hour. I don't want to hold you long tonight, amen, but I want to hold your underbody attention. I just want to tell you, amen, who has believed our report? God is speaking in this hour, and you find people come to church, and they say, oh, I believe. Well, why do you fear? You know, somebody say, oh, I believe, I got faith. What are you afraid of? Brothers and children, I believe God. I believe I'm going in the rapture. I tell you what, I'm scared to get on the airplane. What? Well, you must not have perfect love. Perfect love casts it out what? Come on, now y'all got to pass it that teacher. Y'all got to say it better than that. Perfect love does what? Casts it out what? All fear. And we realize that fear is torment and is of the devil. The prophet of God says here, he said, if his children will only take his word so he can prove it by you, that's the only way he can prove his word. He doesn't prove it to unbelievers. They can't be proven. They are unbelievers. But it not to the unbeliever. It's not for the unbeliever. It is to him that believeth. And if he can find somebody who will believe his word, he will prove his word. It is mic on. Can I turn this on? Now I'm going to stay right here. Now, put your back, okay? I'm going to take a chance now. Is it on? What do I need to do here?
Press the bottom, hold it.
Praise the Lord. There you go. Praise the Lord. Now where the deacons at? Where the deacons at? I want you to hold me up here. Tell me to go back, okay? Because I don't want to lose my thought. I want to stay right here. I want to talk about the danger of not believing the word. So how are we going to get a body change? How? Believe the word. What? What word? All the word. The present day truth. Believe all the word. Amen. Believe all God's word. Jesus said to the people that day, I told you in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, Jesus said, look, if y'all don't believe that I'm he, that I'm the Son of Man in flesh, every one of you going to die in your sins. So what is he saying again? He come again in Luke 17:30 as Son of Man again. And he's saying the same thing again. But you know what they're doing? They're looking at his flesh. We're not looking at the prophet flesh, but we're looking at that promised word. That's right. So you got to believe. The prophet of God said, if God could just take somebody that can believe all his words, God would do explore. How many of you believe that tonight? Now, I don't normally do this, but we're going to break some new ground tonight. I'm going to stand still tonight and see the salvation of the Lord. How many of you love to see that tonight? Amen. Amen. In your Bibles to Genesis, the 12th chapter. You know, when God called you with a holy call. I know you're not used to me reading out the Bible. It's a little different tonight. It's always different. You always need to surprise the devil. When you come to church, he thinks you're going to be all gloomy. But you need to say, devil, I come to praise the Lord tonight. Genesis, the 12th chapter. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee, that's right, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Watch Abraham now. Now who did God call? He called Abraham. But what did Abraham did? Abraham decided to call his folks. You know, when God called us in this hour, now, when God called us in this hour, God calling us to believe all the word. You know, I'm going to say this right here. If you don't believe all the word, then you're taking a step backwards. I know a good friend of mine held the same message book in his hand, run the aisle, jump up and said, I believe a prophet, God is good and all this, jumping up in the air and crying and shaking. And the other day he just had a big convention, amen, had different guests by different ministers came and preached for a message preacher. Five different ministers came and preached for him. And every one of them was females. But yet he said he believed the message. See, the devil don't care how much you say, I believe the message. The devil does not care how much I get up here and read this Bible. The prophet of God said, what he's after is that life. My God, God, help me to live what I preach. Let me live it on the job. Let me live it in Walmart. Let me live it at AutoZone. Let me live it in the grocery store. Let me live it in the barber shop. That life, that hidden life, God, let me live. Let me have a life that's worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, here God calling Abraham. But Abraham decided he wanted to take his kinfolks. He wanted to take his brother's son. Amen. But see, God called Abraham, and that's what God did in this hour. Now, I don't know tonight. Some of you came from different walks of life, and God might have just called you and didn't even call your mother. God might have called you and didn't even overlook your brother, but call you. Overlook your cousin, your aunt, and your uncles, and your mama's 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 mama, but yet God called you. So why did he call me? That's the question. If God called me, then there's a purpose in my life. So in other words, I'm not an ordinary person. I am, but I'm not. God called me for a specific reason. It's to become the Word made flesh in this dark Gentile age that we're living in. When gross darkness is over all there, even on the job. We rub shoulders with the world every day. I know you want to laugh at some of them jokes. Yeah, they sound funny to your flesh, but you got to govern yourself. You got to control yourself. Any day now, the Lord will be coming. Lord, don't let me have American spirit where I got to laugh at every joke. Tell that joke again. Then they tell a joke with a curse in you. No, we don't want to be like that. Lord, call me aside. Call me aside. If you want to make me different, then I'll be different. If you want me to walk a different walk, Lord, then I walk that walk tonight. Amen. Lord, wherever you call me, you call me. And I think about my brother and my sisters. We had 7 sisters and it was 3 boys. And out of all of my brothers, I'm the only one that's still alive to declare that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God has allowed me to live in the land of the living, to know and to see that this message is just not books and texts and quotes, but this message is alive. But if you get hold to it like you're supposed to, it'll live inside of you. It'll change your way of talking, but you got to eat all of the book. You got to believe that. You know, when a mighty angel come down in 1963, when a mighty angel came down and put 1 foot on land and 1 foot on sea and cried with a loud voice. And when he cried with a loud voice, what? 7 thunders uttered their voices. And John said, I was about to write. But the mighty angel in Revelation, what, 10:1-3, the mighty angel on down is speaking to the prophet. But Revelation, I think, all further on down, I don't want to misquote it now. I think 8:1-11 anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. I get mixed up in the scripture. But there's come a portion of that scripture where he's talking about the bride. Where he told John to do what? To eat the book. Eat the book. Eat the book. Why should I come? Why should I have a Bible and don't believe the Bible? Why? Why I'm going to walk around all the time with a baseball book and don't play baseball? Why I'm going to walk around with this Bible and can't live this Bible? My God, help me. Why I'm going to go into church and be a lukewarm Christian just to hide behind a religion? They can't see me. When I come to church, they can't really see me. They don't know what I do home. That's not the real me. It's almost like I get in the back. When I walk in the back, they hand me a robe of righteousness, and I look just like everybody else. I don't want to be like that. But Lord, let me live a life that's worthy of the gospel. I just been through a battle this week, and Lord gave me this message. Amen. Who shall believe our report? And I said, Lord, I got to believe your part, your word that you called me in this hour. You called me with a what? A holy call. I didn't call myself to this. I was minding my business. I was in the Pentecostal church. We was on the choir singing and patting our feet and shouting and running and hair dropping and sweating and tears dropping and praising God. But we didn't have all true. But now we got all truth. So am I going to go all the way or can I just go part of the way? No, I can't do that. I must let the word come off this page and come into my heart that I know how to treat all mankind with the holy respect. That's what I want in this hour. I want a life, church. I don't want to just be called here because pastor called me. So what? Let me be worthy. Let me be worthy. It ain't fair. It ain't fair for me to live a double standard and waste your precious time. When you're building confidence, then I let you down. But oh God, help me. Help me to die. Help me to die every day that I become the word. When I look over the people's faces, all over the churches, I see people getting tired. One brother told me, he said, Brother Chisholm, our young people is in trouble. We don't know what to do. They're trapped on these phones, these iPads, and all these different gadgets on these phones. We got rid of the television, but all that devil slipped one on us. He gave us that cell phone. Oh, Father, what is your daughter doing behind them doors? What is your son doing behind those doors? Those spirits slipping into our home. Brother Andrew, right? Brother Andrew, God called my house. Folks laugh at me. 36 years ago, I told folks on a construction job that God spoke to me and told me to get rid of my television. Then realized that it's the eye. It's a one-eye monster. It'll bring damnation in your home. It'll bring spirits in your home. The gateway to the soul is through the eye. Why do I need a television? Somebody laugh at me and say, Brother, you mean to say you don't have a television? How are your children going to know educational program? Every one of them done graduated. Well, how are they going to learn? I got two of them in college. Three of them was in college. Four of them was in college. Without that one-eyed monster. Television is one of the most damnable things that was ever put in America home. When they invented that little one eye, that little tube in our home, it brought trouble. That thing brought adultery. That thing brought fornication. Are y'all with me tonight? Do you love the Lord tonight? Oh, I feel like preaching tonight. Because I see, there's no need for me to get up here and just preach a good sermon and get my little offering and go back home. No, it's not about that. If I don't get a dime, God, your people is precious. Tell me to get back up here. Your people is precious. Come on, you got to tell me to get back up here. I want to stay with it. Yeah, do your job, Deke. Huh? Y'all tell the deacon, do your job. Tell him to go back up there. He can't tell the Holy Ghost to do that. Well, I'll tell you to do it. This point, you might want to do is say, you know, just go back up there because I want to stay with this. What I'm trying to say is, what good is it for me to get up here and sing, how great thou art, and the music, how great thou art. Everybody's, whoa, that brother, that's a man of God. And go home and don't love my wife. Somebody told me that Brother Donnie said, folks get upset when I talk about television, when I talk about husband and wife. You'll be surprised. Men don't love their wives. But yet they say they believe. Your wife is the greatest thing. Lord, help me, Jesus. Your wife is the greatest thing on the outside of your salvation. Yeah, the greatest thing. Where did our young sister just got married? That's you, my sister? My God. No, you still got a brightness on you. Keep that brightness. How long has it been? Ephesus sperm. Oh, my God. Be real strong. You're right in that age of bitterness. Now, you first met him, Oh, he's the most handsome thing you ever seen on this side of heaven. Then you notice there's a little bump there. It was there when you say, I do. Are you hearing me? So hold on tight. Look, hold on. Love your husband. That's why it said the older sister, the older women, should teach. Where's the mothers at now? What's happening? Huh? What's happening? Where's those mothers that teach the young children? No, love your husband. Love your husband. Protect your husband. Be there for him. Take care of him. Love him like no other. Where's those mothers? Huh? They can't. Thank you, brother. They can't even love themselves. What's happening to our church? What is happening? We got so messianized till we know how to quote the prophet of God said. The prophet of God said, when you don't obey God, you obey your husband, you're out of the economy of God. The prophet of God said, yeah, that's good. Yeah, the brother knows those quotes. Yeah, yeah. Is your life worth of the gospel? The prophet of God said, I got it highlighted right here. The prophet of God said, if you don't obey your husband, you out of the will of God. Well, what about the Bible say over here? And the gospel in the Bible where it says, husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, I ain't mean to get into that, but as a part of unbelief. God help us. But Abraham, when God called Abraham from out of that country, and Abraham, I believe, was idol worship. If you wasn't in church, you might have been somewhere up on an oak tree telling jokes and drinking beer. Huh? You might have been playing cards. You've been home on a Sunday afternoon watching I Love Lucy. Are you hearing me? But the grace of God has called us, and we're sitting in church hearing the word of God. So, Lord, give me that word. Thank God. Thank God. But they laugh at me. God said, get rid of your television. I was young then. Boy, they gather a crowd around me in the construction. Everybody come here. And boy, when I didn't believe that I didn't believe in Christmas the way the commercial world. Oh, they thought I was crazy for real. They thought I was crazy. Boy, I didn't believe in Santa going up a chimney. See, I didn't believe in that mess. Huh? I always knew it was mom and dad. Huh? I think Christmas is every day. And I thank God I wasn't. But God allowed me to stay there, so I believe in Santa. Santa going up a chimney, coming down with bags in his hand. I didn't believe that. But then God called me when I was about 22 years old. Said, get rid of your television. And let me tell you, it's been 37 years now. The television was gone. What good is it to have the television gone at your house? And you got that thing called the internet. My television don't even touch the internet. The internet, you can hit that. Matter of fact, you just talk now. The internet will take you around the world. So fast, you just, whoa. What was that I just saw? What are we living in? Oh, you got to pray. When you get that thing in your hand, you get that thing in your hand. Praise God. When you get that thing in your hand, you get the trembling. You better pray. You better pray. You better say, Lord God, that word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Oh God, you call me. Let them laugh. Brother Andy, I got your place now. It doesn't matter anymore. I got a bad case of I don't care. I don't care what the world's thinking anymore. I don't care what nobody thinks. I know what he told me. So Abraham, they say, Abraham, where you going? Abraham said, I don't know, but God told me to come out. Somebody say amen. So what God is saying in this hour, God's speaking to that wife. So I don't want you to be like other wives. I want you to be a Carlite wife. I want you to be like Naomi. I want you to be like Esther. That's what God called you to be different. God didn't call you to be like them other women. God called you to be a wife that know how when your husband messing up, when he acting all crazy. So, honey, I'll still be here for you. When you come back down out of that tree, I'll be right here for you. Because God called me to be a good wife. God didn't call me to kick you to the curb. God didn't call me to kick you up under the bus. But God called me to love you. Do you believe? And I'm asking myself the question, do I really believe? Oh, man, do I really believe? If somebody were come in this church with a gun, do you really believe? Somebody walk in here with an M16 or what have you and say, every one of you, drop to your knees. How many Christians raise your hand? Put your hand down, y'all. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. Lord have mercy. I ain't thought this was going to happen. I figured when the pastor leave, this church right here, we going through time. Look, don't be afraid. At that hour, we come into a time. Do you know that the door's going to be locked on this building here? I'm serious. You got to get to a place. You got to believe. Let me give a little quick testimony on belief. April the 28th, on a Sunday, and this how this message kind of came about. Who shall believe our report? I was in church, and we've been having some high services. And the prophet God talked about in the church age book how we should center everything out. And when we worship in God, we should just see him. But how many of us do that? Do we really come to church? You thinking about, did I really turn that part off? I really got to make that hustle tomorrow at the church. Matter of fact, I run by there and I drop. Is your mind centering it on, Lord, I want the word. I want you to speak to my heart. I want you to take my pastor, move him to the side. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart. I need the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but look, I don't want the new spirit. I don't want the new spirit. Do you know the new spirit? Do you know the new spirit will make you comb your hair right? The new spirit make me make my necktie and my shirt and my shoes, everything match. That's a new spirit. New spirit make you love your wife. New spirit teach you how to act in the public. Yes, ma'am. But that ain't the Holy Spirit. God said, I give you the new spirit and I take away the stony heart. If that's right. But I'll put my spirit. That's what we want. We want God's spirit. We want something that'll live inside of us to make that word come off the pages and tell that devil, boo, I'm a believer. Oh, God, I'm a believer. And that's what Abraham did when God called Abraham out. Abraham called his nephew. And that's what sometimes when God called you, when was the last time? Do you remember when God tapped you on your shoulder and said, come on out. Put that bottle down. Don't put no more of that makeup on. Don't you cut your eyebrows no more. Them scissors, don't you never put them in your hair again. Why did he tell you that? Why did he tell you and the lady up the street, the church natural, she's still shaving her hair. And it looks so appealing to the flesh. It just looked like some type of movie star. And you look like old mommy hammy with your hair just growing down to the back of your. What do you look like, child? You look like a Christian. Because you are a believer. You believe the word of God. If it grow down to the floor, I just pin it up one more time. Somebody say amen. I believe the word of God. The folk can say all they want. There'll never be a television in my house. That's one quote I believe. I go get a shotgun and I blow it out of my house. But maybe it's not a television house, but what are we doing when we round our other friends? You round mom and dad, you look just like a believer. Yeah, your mama can't even tell. You got your necktie on, little nice pair of slacks on, hair looking good, smell like peppermint, some of us old folk. That don't mean nothing. If they ain't alive, they ain't nothing. Who shall believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? God, I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you settled the sin question. I believe it with all my heart, Brother Andy. I believe I'm a part of the rapture. My goodness, I don't know about you, but the devil just won't give up for nothing. And I realize he won't stop. The harder he throws his blow, the more I go on and pray. You know what? Sometimes I go through battle, and sometimes I have to go somewhere and just cool off. And somebody told me, said, Brother Chill, you need to take a rest. Well, anyway, how the story go? Pardon me. But I was in the church, and our fellowship, and I would worship the Lord. Now maybe I shouldn't tell this. But the believer's going to believe it now. But you unbelievers said, yeah, he overdid it. Yeah. You know, in our medical term, I had a brother did the same thing. Yeah, he did the same thing. Exactly what Brother Chill. Yeah, matter of fact, he was the same age. He was 58 years old. He weighed about 100 so-and-so pounds. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Chill, nah, he didn't have that. Nah. But I was in the church, and we were worshiping God, praising God. And we've been having service after service. But about a week prior to that, I think, right after I come from Brother Donnie, I think, I was sitting in the restaurant with my son and his wife, and we were just talking about the Lord. And there's something about talking about God. That's when he come in the presence. On the road to Emmaus, there was what? Talking about him. And the reason why people don't see his presence no more, people don't talk about it no more. People hear a good message, and they'll go home and talk about John Wayne. Or they'll talk, don't let it be football season. They're talking about a dumb football. What's that fellow name went to the Lakers? Come on. Well, maybe you. My God, that's wonderful. So nobody don't watch television in here. LeBron James. I heard that he should have stayed with Cleveland. Who cares about that? He said, but children, how you know that? I've listened to other people. Yeah. Who cares about LeBron James? Who cares about Michael Jordan gliding in the air? If Michael Jordan's soul ain't changed, he's going to glide right in hell. What good is it? What good is it me to come to church and say I believe the word and go to mom, grandma's house and sit down and watch grandma on television? I might well go get me one. Yeah, brother, and I might well. Yeah, look, I either believe all the word, or I either go back and get my television. I either heard God, or either, somebody say amen. Either I believe all the word, or I'll be part of the word. I'm telling you, church tonight, let me tell you something that's happened. I believe that I'm a third bread. I'm a third bread. I'm not a halfway believer. I'm going to believe all the word of God. I believe in everything. When the word of God said it, I believe it. And I want to act upon it. When the Bible said, with this stripe, I'm healed. I believe every one of his latches, it was for me. I believe that. Every pain, I got to believe. I got to see God come on the scene. I said, Lord, this hand is giving me a hard time. With his stripes, I'm healed. You said, Brother Chilton, I've been having this problem. Be like John Ryan. Be like John Ryan. Brother John Ryan told Brother Brown, say, I thought you said I was healed. Brother Brown said, but I thought you said you believe. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. You got it. Let me tell you what. We just can't be churchy. This thing is closing in on us fast. Russia got a bomb out there with USA name on it. The Brother Brandon said the last vision he saw, America went up in ashes, and I'm not going to be here to see no smut come on me. I believe I'm going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of the eye. How are you going to be changed? I believe that there's a germ of life. There's a seed by the size of a fingernail that's inside of my heart. It's going to literally change me. I believe it. I believe it. God knows I believe it. I believe it. I wish somebody believed this with me. I believe there's something inside of me that make me love everybody. I believe something inside of me. I won't be partial. Treat this in one way and treat that another way because he got a little bit more money. But I think this Holy Ghost inside of me will make me love everybody. That's what I believe his report. And whom the arm of the Lord reveal. I believe that this Holy Ghost will make you wave your hands sometime. I believe this Holy Ghost will make you say, my God. You say, ouch, oh my. Oh man, I believe it with all of my heart. I never tell the testimony, won't I? But Brother Andy, I was worshiping God. And as I was worshiping God, amen, my wife and I, we just praising God, got into the service. And I'm telling you, it was like an atmosphere that was here today. I'm telling you. Now, I've been here numbers of times, but tonight, it's different. I'm telling you the truth. It's different. It's not because of y'all people. We had nothing to do with that. It's because of your attitude. I don't know what the pastor preached here, but maybe you taking that word and you eating that word. Maybe you drinking the spirit. I don't know. But maybe somebody's getting up closer. Do you know what? This thing about the end for real. Man, I'm going to change. I'm going home. I'm going to throw away the pot. And I'm going to throw away this. I'm going to throw away that. And I'm going to apply the talking in my home. God, help me in this hour. Let me live a life of a Christian. But as I was praising God, I never get where I'm going. But as I was praising God, how much time do I have, Pastor D? Huh? And as I was praising God, my wife and I, we were just worshiping. My wife was crying. And I mean, I was just caught up. We were just caught up. You talking about the rapture? Huh? The word rapture is not in the Bible. Huh? You know, we jump when somebody talk about the rapture. You know, but when you talk about seven thunder, people look at you. Whoa now. Oh, Pastor Barry knows you're going to preach on that. Seven thunder's in the Bible. If it ain't there, then I should preach that. What did the thunder say to you? What did the voice say to you? What did the mighty angel say to you? When God called you out, what did he say to you? Did he really call you? What did he say, Brother Andy? When he said you to come here, you don't remember he told you to come? You mean say he called you, he didn't say nothing? I mean, be for real, did he really call you? Or did you come because of the loaves of bread? Did you come because of the mirror? Did you come because you had a mortgage that needed to be paid off? Did you come because you was going behind bars, you're going to face some sentence in prison, and that's why you come? Or you come because he called you with an irresistible call? My wife and I, praising God. And all of a sudden, pastor came out. And it got so thick. Like, see, we expect. And that particular day, I blocked everything out. You know how you get to a place where you feel the presence of the Lord? How many of you ever felt the presence of the Lord? And you just feel like this going to the next level? But something said, I don't do that. Folks looking at you. Don't wave your hand like that. Look, and then you go reasoning. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't raise my hand all that high, because I tell you, I don't think I'm worth it. Yes, you are. You're worthy to raise your hand. Why? Don't hold your husband's hand down. Husband, don't hold your wife. Honey, why are you waving your hand? She waving her hand because of Calvary. Yeah, she got a theophany too. She could wave her hand too. So my wife and I, we both were waving our hand. Why were we waving our hand? Because of the goodness of God. Because of the love of God. I thank God for taking a poor sinner like me and fill me with his divine presence. Give me something that wants to live right. God put a gear inside of me. He didn't put no reverse. He didn't put park. He didn't put neutral. He put one thing in me, and that's drive. I'm going to drive all the way to Calvary. I'm driving all the way and getting my adoption, being positionally placed in the body. Why should I come to church mean and leave back home going mean? Why should a wife, her husband, going to church and get in church and looking all holy and then nice and looking all holy? All that long, pretty hair. That'll burn right in hell with that long, pretty hair. Man, looking all nice, got on a little three-piece suit. So what about that? Got on his little Ricky Smiley. Not Ricky Smiley. What's the guy's name? Where is Spencer Sue? Come on now. Y'all look at magazine now. The black guy. Matter of fact, I got on his suit now. What's his name? Nobody know. I can see his face, but I can't get his name. Had on a winter suit when that happened to me, April the 28th, worshiping God. All of a sudden, pastor came out ready to take. And I felt, as we were worshiping, I felt like I was leaving out of my body. Oh, God, there's another one. That's another one. Heaven knows. You better watch him now. And I felt like I was right there in church, coming out of my body. Now, let me tell you something. Now, I want this to get, if it's being screened, I don't care. I don't care what people think of. I don't care. Y'all hear me, people? I don't care what people think. You know, Brother Brandon not going into the sixth dimension. He don't care. And they say it wasn't in 1933. Wasn't nobody at the Ohio River Bridge. He don't care. Seven angels came and God came and identified him as a messenger to the Laodicean age. So what? I don't care what the devil say. God called me his bride. And I felt like I was having a, I felt like I was standing, but I was studying going out of my body. And I'm like, I'm trying to think, what's happening? And the devil says, You know you're taking some pain pills for a little arthritis, and that's flaring up on you. I said, no, I'm talking about the devil. I said, nah, he never done that before. I'm leaving. Something is happening here. And I'm looking at my wife, and it seemed like any moment, Brother Andy, they was going to run over there. Everybody get to screaming and hollering, and Brother Chisholm on the floor, and we got a few nurses and doctors in the church. I know what they're going to do, Brother Andy. They're going to run over there and grab my pulse, and someone's going to check my heart and say, oh, my God, Brother Chisholm, somebody call 911. Why don't you call Jesus? But, you know, I saw all of that happening. So I told my wife, I said, something is happening. She said, what's wrong? I said, something has happened. It's like I'm leaving out of my body right in church. You could have never been in Philip day when Philip was at a great meeting with thousands of people. Philip was transported out of his body, end up in a hot desert with a unit. Somebody going to help me preach this thing. Huh? Somebody going to believe this thing. I need some believers here. I don't know about. See, I said to myself, after that happened to me, I said, is the church ready for the supernatural? People talking about, oh, I believe the rapture going to take place. I believe, man, you got to change. I believe in the supernatural. But then my wife said, then we sat down. And I felt like I sat down. I'm going to sit here. I'm going back up there, okay? I sat down. And when I sat down, I felt like I was still going up. I said, what is happening here? I'm still going. I told my wife, I said, something is happening. So she said, I said, what's wrong? So in her mind, I don't want to lose my husband. In her mind, maybe he's having a sugar stroke. Maybe it's blood pressure. That's what you might think. Maybe it's blood pressure. Oh, ain't nobody seen no dead saints. that brother talking about he's seen his mama. You know what? They need to put them on the fifth floor or whatever floor they care those folks at when they're seeing bats. And oh, that day is going to come. The prophet of God would say they'd see ants like big mountains and buildings. But I believe we're getting so close to seeing our loved ones. But see, that's what I'm saying. Is people really ready for the supernatural? They come to church, hallelujah, thine the glory and crying and all that. But are you ready? Are you ready for an angel to walk in your room and say, come up here? Are you ready for the angel of the Lord to come in your room and say, he is here? You got 30 to 40 days. The saints is going to come in your presence. Are you going to run? Are you going to stand still and say, I've been that chosen one? Because I'm a believer. I believe his report. See, I'm preaching this because I believe this. I believe we are so close. I believe we are at the threshold. I believe we are right at that place where we get ready to see our loved ones. My wife says, she said, let's go in the back. So we got up. And as we walked in the back, she told one of the deacons, a deacon came back there and they prayed for me. But I wasn't hurting. I wasn't feeling bad. There was nothing wrong with me. I was hurting. There wasn't no medication. I just was feeling good. You ever feel good? I'm supposed to leave you alone. I'm feeling good. I'm praising God. I'm entering into a presence. Leave me alone. I'm about to enter into that place of worship. I'm about to receive my healing. I'm about to receive the Holy Ghost. Leave me alone. Unbelief. I'm about to enter into. So they carried me in the back and they prayed for me. And then I went out. My wife said, well, let's go to the store and maybe you get a Mountain Dew. We went up to the store. Bless the Lord. And we got a Mountain Dew. I didn't like that taste. That was, I don't know what kind of Mountain Dew that was. Well, anyway, I drank the Mountain Dew. My wife said, how you feel now? I feel like I still feel the same. So I said, honey, I don't want to miss service. Passing there, preaching away. I said, I'd love to hear that word. See what the devil don't like and what he hate, I know I'm a part of that eternal spirit. That's why he hates me. See, he realized and he has recognized that he can't do nothing with me. He know that I know that he's going to hell. He know that I know him and the false prophet going to be in the lake of fire. He know that I know that we're going to trample over him. He know that I know that he don't have no power. He has to get permission from God. So my wife and I, we got up and we walked back towards this church. We got to the front door. There's a bench out there. And I told my wife, I said, honey, just let me sit down. And I sat down by old muddy Jordan River. And when I sat down, I sat there, brother. When I sat there, I felt the same thing. And I told my wife, I said, honey, everything is going to be all right. I said, don't you worry. She said, Isaiah, don't talk like that. I wasn't, oh, God. Oh, God, please, we can, go ahead and get the doctor. Oh, did I tell anybody, I don't have to do that. I know a lady, I know her well, and she don't know that. She don't know that I know that. But she left this world riding in an automobile, and when she fell on the floorboard and turned just as black as smut, your pants, and her bowels moved. And when she was going through that, she was cursing it. A messy believer. Huh? Same one that's shouting praise God and can sing a beautiful anointing. That don't mean nothing. And somehow, Lord gave her grace and she came back. But let me tell you something. I'm stay here, Brother Andy. Let me tell you something. I was eyewitness. Walked in the hospital, Pastor and I. There was a brother that was leaving this world. Was leaving this world with some type of disease. And we stood over his bedside. And he was under the influence of that medicine. And that medicine bring whatever in you out, brother Andy. And while he was in the bed, and we were standing over him getting ready to pray, he was... What was he seeing? Is this another world? Is it real? Is there another dimension? Is there another dimension? Why do you think people put spells on people? Why do you think they go to the doctor and doctor spend $48,000 on you and don't know what's wrong with you? Because it's in another dimension. That's right. And that day, I told my wife, I said, everything going to be all right. She said, Isaiah, don't talk like that. I said, everything going to be all right, Glory. I said, everything going to be all right. I didn't know what was happening. But I was, it seemed like any moment, if they could have just let me go, just let me go, and let me see, I believe beyond the curtain of time. Brother Brown said, I seen saints over there. Is that what he said? Huh? He said, I seen my loved ones over there. See, they may be making you go to sleep, but look, it's reality. If you close your eyes, you better know where you're going. I go to Pastor Tim. I go to Pastor, what's the name? Church. Barry. I go to Brother Barry Church. Yeah, he's from Canada, right? Yeah, we got a very intellectual, smart pastor. That ain't going to get you in there. Nah, but you'll bust hell wide open with that. Huh? Unless it be a life, you ain't going. Let me tell you what. I can sing all I want. I can make the whole audience move. Everybody share a tear. That's good. But I ain't going to change his nature. I can shout all I want and still be an unbeliever. But I told my wife, I said, everything going to be all right. I said, everything going to be all right. And she said, Isaiah, stop talking like that. I said, honey, it's going to be all right. I said, it's going to be fine. I said, it's going to be fine. Next I know, I was laying down. Laying down on the bench. Next I know, everything in slow motion. My wife running. Next I know, folks come running out. That was April the 28th. Folks come running out. Oh, my God. Brother Chosen gone. Brother Chosen is gone. Someone run, brain making inside. Church, Brother Chosen is gone. What's happening? Did he have a heart attack? He passed out. And when I was, it's like I was this close from crossing over. But because of the false, you talking about turning the other cheek? Get a slap on the face? I got a lot of slap that day. The deacon came out there, and he's a military brother. He got those big rubber baseball hands, and he, bam, Brother Children. And I'm saying, like, I hear you. He, bam, Brother Children. I said, I'm hearing you. He slapped me so till my glasses turned sideways. I was trying to say, I hear you, but he kept, bam. I was trying to say, I'm not going nowhere. I'm just going into another dimension. I saw the nurse came out. And she grabbed both of my wrists, and she checked me. And she said, no, Brother Chisholm. And my son rushed out. My wife rushed out. And I was told somebody ran back inside and said, Brother Chisholm just passed out. I didn't pass out. I want y'all to hear me up in here quick. I want you to pass the word. Pass the baton. Brother Chisholm didn't pass out. Can anybody go in another dimension? Do we really believe in the supernatural? Did Joshua and Caleb, did they went over there and got the grapes? Or was it just talking? No, they had the grapes. They brought back the evidence. Well, I feel good. Brother Joshua! Brother Joshua! Brother Joshua! Oh, God. Oh, get him out of here. Get him out. Someone ran. My precious daughter-in-law, they put me and my wife here. I got in the middle. My wife on one side. I'm like, I hear you folks. I hear you. I thought I was saying I'm okay, but my mouth wasn't moving. I thought I was, and somebody said, but just move your hand. I declare to God, I thought I was moving my hand, but my hand was still beside me. You doctors could tell me what happened, but I don't believe it. You're going by your medical term, but I believe something else was happening. I just wonder if my loved one didn't help me on this side, because, man, they were slapping the fire out of me. I mean, it's hard to go into another dimension when somebody bam, 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 Brother Chiller, bam, bam, bam. I mean, every time it seems like I'm leaving it, bam, bam, bam. I'm trying to say, okay, I'm saying to myself, please, please, I'm not completely out of this body. I can feel your heavy hand. I hear you, people. I'm not going nowhere. Death is just a horse, but I'm not afraid of death. I wonder if Paul could look death right in the face and say, oh, death, where is your sting? Great, come here. You too. Where's your victory? That's what you need to be saying. You need to say, death, I'm not afraid of you. If you want to come in this room, come on. I'm just going to a faster dimension. Huh? I'm not afraid of death. What can death do to me? Yeah. What can death do to me? Death can't hold me. Huh?
Because when that resurrection morning, I'm coming up again. Are you hearing me? You know what? Because I believe. Night, don't you hear me good? I'm coming to a close. I believe September the 21st, 1960, when that doctor hanged me upside down, I believe there was a germ of life that was in there. My mama didn't put it there. My daddy didn't put it there. I believe his report. I believe the prophet of God said, there's a life, there's a seed with no blood flow by the size of a fingernail. You make sure I say this right, because I said a little twisted that, Brother Don. I said it right, then I twisted up. The devil's glad for that. Everybody has a sowed. S-O-U-L, right? Right? Right, babies? S-S-O-U-L. Right? Am I right? You look very smart. But everybody don't have a seed in the soul. Listen at me. So, are you those ones that's coming to church? Because see, something gonna trip you up. Much as you pay tithes and offerings, I don't care. You the biggest tithe payer in here. Something gonna trip you up. Something he gonna say? He may say, "Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood." Do you know when Jesus said, "Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood," you know what them folks say? Away with him. And I believe, let me paraphrase, I believe some of them same church, Jesus was a pastor, right? I believe some of them same church members went to his house. I believe they was having a meal. And I believe some of them had something they didn't know exactly what kind of meat that was. Some of them might have said, "Jesus, that's not your flesh, is it?" That they thought they was eating his flesh and drinking his blood. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you the truth. That's why you need to examine yourself. I look at things and I'm preaching, and I'm out there too. I'm sitting right there. I'm asking myself, do I believe everything come out of my mouth? Can I love my wife right? Or do I got to prove a point to her? Y'all brothers may not believe this year. I know you might be masculine and you might be got a six pack that you might could lift, you might could pump weight. But when Y-O-U, I'm in the spelling contest now, when Y-O-U, when you brothers arguing with your wife, you need to say what you got to say and mean what you mean, and that's it. Drop it, cut it off, stop it, that's it. Leave it alone. But instead, you got to go to Belts and get you one of them expensive dress and act just like a woman. Woman, let me tell you what I got to say. How did you hear I say? No, you don't have to do that. I mean, you got a, what kind of spirit you got? You got a sexy spirit. Oh, y'all don't like that kind of preaching now. I'm going to tell you just like it is. Somebody, Brother Donnie, say, boy, he ain't scared to say nothing. It ain't me. I ain't getting paid to say this, yo. Yeah, Calvary, because I love Jesus. And remember, I'm not a bald preacher. You should know me by now. I'm not a preacher that put on roller skate and skate around sin. No, by no means. I'm going to skate right into it. Wrong is wrong, right is right. If I got a problem, then I got a problem. Yeah, but I believe tonight, Abraham was called out. Moses, when God called Moses, Moses walking back and forth. You might be going back and forth to your little Pentecostal UPC Methodist church, back and forth, 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 back and forth. And somebody dropped a book in your hand, or somebody told you about the mess of the aisle. And the same book you've been seeing all the time, all of a sudden, Moses passed this bush. It's nothing. It's a natural thing to see bushes burn in that country. And that's right. That ain't nothing. I've been out in the Arizona desert with cactus that has catch a fire. I mean, that was a normal thing for Moses to see. So, Moses, that's a normal thing. But this time, when the bush was burning, Moses heard a voice come out of the bush. What were you doing? You're walking by something, and all of a sudden your dog began to talk to you. Then the donkey talked to that prophet. Huh? Said, why are you hitting me like this? Why? You don't be surprised when you feed your dog. Your dog will roar, roar. The Lord is soon to come. Get your house in order. Roar, roar. Don't think he's crazy. But God using that dog to speak to you. Huh? Got to get your attention somewhere or another. God got my attention. Last night I tossed in my bed and I ride down the road tonight. And I've said to myself, who shall believe our report? And Moses passed that bush and that bush is burning. And one thing, it just, what, that bush, a voice come out of the bush and spoke to Moses. Can you imagine? But then, a bush, Moses. For I've seen the affliction of my people. Moses said, I need to take this bush to the lab. I need to see why this bush is not consumed. No, God is speaking through this bush. Huh? And God is speaking through that bush. But see, unbelief. Don't let unbelief set in. When Moses, God spoke to Moses, what's the first thing Moses did? God, I need God to be a little bit more. You want me to do what? Get a dry, that's sad. This is a shepherd state. This is a dried up state. What you want me to take this and go to Egypt? It's just like going against Russia. You want me to take a dried up state and go before mighty men? And you mean say you want me to go into Pharaoh's palace? God, I can't even speak. You mean say you want me to live a Christian life when everybody else is going back? You mean to say I could live holy? You mean to say I could live above sin? I could live above unbelief? You mean to say I could live in a way I could get a body change? Yes, you can. I believe if we eat the word, we become the word. I believe all the word. I believe this word is going to give us a body change. I ain't going to finish what I got to say, but I'm going to say this few notes right here. Because I feel it's winding down. And I don't want you, because you can say so much and you forget everything. You look at the Ten Commandments, you see the first part, and after a while you forget. But I want you to remember one thing. Who shall believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Do you really believe? Do you really believe that Jesus walked on this earth? Do you actually believe that they whipped him all night long? Do you believe that? Well, why don't you command them devils to go in the name of Jesus? See, there's power in that name. And let me tell you what, everybody don't have the right to use that name. But because you are a special class of people, you are authorized to use that name with the authority. In Acts, I think the 19th chapter, made by the 14th verse, that the seventh son of Stephen, they're trying to cast out devil, and it was an authorized to use the message book. There was an authorized to read out of the Bible. The devil don't care nothing about me wearing, I got a message book. Are you hearing me? In my clothes, the devil don't care I walk around with a message book. You come in my study, I got a lot of message books. That's. And some of the things Brother Brown said, what all God done in the early church, he doing the last church. He said that tree ever put forth another branch, it'll be like on the day of Pentecost. I can't read that in the Bible. Did you ever read it in the Bible? Huh? But I believe that. I believe what he's saying. Amen. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8. I believe that Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. What I'm trying to say, may the angel Lord visit you in this hour. May God visit your heart. May God tell you it's time for us to come up higher. And let me tell you, church, when they kept me in the hospital, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When they kept me in the hospital, when they got there, man, they was riding me down the road. My daughter-in-law, bless her heart. I don't know how she did it today. But she was driving, and she was looking back at the same time. And I was trying to tell her, dog, please keep your eyes on the road. But she said, But she was all right. And so my son said, keep your eyes on the road. And she was looking back. And I was like, oh, my God. I was trying to tell her to keep your eyes on the road. I'm not going nowhere, people. But she driving, and we passed the car. My son said, Daddy, Dad, Dad. And I'm saying, son, I love you. But you know what? He didn't want to see his daddy leave. Somebody said, Brother Chilton, it was a scary thing. I wasn't scared. I wasn't scared. Yeah, it's a report that got to Hickory. It would have hit the ceiling fan. It would say, expert, read all about it. I heard about that little black preacher from South Carolina by the name of Isaiah Chisholm, by the 100 so-and-so pound. I heard that he had a heart attack. Whatever it take, amen. Long I go on the other side. If I go in the sixth dimension, I'll be waiting on you. Because you have the voice. Of the resurrection. That's how. This message got life. This message got thunders. And it's thunder in the void. And you better let the devil know that you are a bride of Jesus Christ. And you better walk like you know you are. Well, the devil ain't pulling no punches. Yes, sir, he ain't playing. Why they going to our schoolhouse and gun down our children? Why? The devil don't care. On your same little cell phone. It got sex all on it. Everywhere you turn. Come on, don't act like that to me. Huh? That bunch of garbage. You know, but the modern day that we're living in, I needed my cell phone because I used my GPS to get up here. Turn right, turn left. I need it. It could be good. And, buddy, it could damn your soul. Are you hearing me? You try to pray, you go on the internet, it'll show you this and it'll show you that. Are you hearing me? A lot of people think, well, especially when a man talking, they think, well, he's lusting after a woman. You can lust after a piano. You can lust after something too. Are you hearing me? Brother Brandon said, anything you put before God is an idol. Didn't you know he said so? He said you could worship that piano. Yeah, you could worship your wife too much. Well, you should be praying. You study looking at her. You need to lay down your cup. You need to lay down. Seek God. Get back with God. People done got so far away from God now, it's a shame before God. People done got to a place now, people, Brother Andy, folks are so ready to go home. People get tired in churches now. I be saying to myself, what is going on? I can see in the year of Christmas, December, people want to get out of church so they can catch those clearance sales and new Christmas shopping sales and all that kind of stuff. But it's time to get God. It's time to get God back in the churches. I'm talking about this church. I ain't talking about the building. This building will burn up. But I'm talking about getting God back on this throne. Where we can feel the power of God. When you get to a place, you don't want to get out of church. Praise God. What happened? Somebody help me. Come and help me out. Huh? I heard my theophany call me. Did it die on me? See, that's man-made. That's why you can't depend on man-made. Huh? You got to depend on the word of the Lord. I might depend on this GPS, but let me tell you what. I got a GPS inside of me. God predestinated seed. Oh, somebody say amen. And I believe that God placed a seed in me before the foundation of the world. It's going to get me back from glory to glory. Let me tell you what. I've been called out to be a Christian. I've been called out to be holy. I've been called out to preach holiness. Neither there's salvation in any other, for there's no other name given among men where whereby we must be saved. Holiness need to be back in church. You see more fashion come back in church than anything. Yes, sir. I told this, and I'm not ashamed. I told that Brother Donnie and a lot of our black sisters. And, you know, I don't know about you folks here, the white folk, but I say, praise God, hello. And my mom, praise God. And I say, you know, we see the world is slipping back into church. Give me about 10 minutes. Give me about 10 minutes, okay? I don't preach the truth. They don't call me back no more. It's slipping into our churches. People so itching, we don't want to go home. For what? What are we going home for? People here don't even have the Holy Ghost. People here got problems with their marriage. Nobody can't get reverence enough so the angel of the Lord could visit at home. It's a shame when I'm sitting here, know that home about to go apart. Know that brother's on drug. Know that brother got a nicotine demon on him. But I said, God, help me in this hour. I thank God I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. How many of you thank God you're the bride of Jesus Christ? But let me tell you, church, when it rolled me in that, when I got to the hospital, my daughter-in-law and I had everything prepared for me. But I'm so happy he got a home prepared for me on the other side. If I would have left on this side, my theophany would have scooped me up and they'd been riding my body inside that vehicle. Let me tell you what, I've been on the other side. I've been with Paul. I've been with Brother Brown. I believe that with all my heart. What do you say? I'm a believer. And you leave this present world and you see every present. Beat it. Huh? Or you see some of them worldly stars. Oh, God, what I'm doing here? You don't know what you're doing here? You didn't win all the way. You could be in the message 30 years and still just got sanctification. This is what I used to preach years ago. That's why I would say I need to slow down. I said I need to slow down. Because I feel like people are amening you just so you get to the next page. But people got some bad attitude to be Christians. People got, Brother Andy, they got some nasty attitude to be Christians. Husbands got some nasty, rotten attitude towards their wife that say that they are believers. Wives don't know how to talk to their husband. They say they're Christians. Come on, look me right in the eyes. You know, if the shoe fits, you say, my God, where do you find them from? That's why I say we need to slow down. I could be running the aisle, jump on the chandelier, saying what? What I'm saying, we need to slow down. Slow this thing down. Oh, boy. And let's examine ourselves. Do I really have it? Because what if I would have left this present world? Reality. You remember the man, the lady told Brother Brown, my car won't have your message. Y'all remember that? And she died. Eye buzz out. Pimples, beautiful lady. Brother Brown said she was sitting in the hospital and they're fanning over. Oh, sister so-and-so. She's so faithful in the church. Good choir member. Paid the tithes and everything. And she was sitting there intellectually, thinking that she was all right. Going on her good favors. But when reality set in and she came to herself, she began to scream and said, where is that preacher? He lied to me. And look, at that day, I don't want God knocking on my door. Brother Isaiah, come here. What, Lord? You mean to say you went all the way to Hickory, North Carolina, and you preached them people a painted up sermon? You preached them to get them to jump in the shower, or did you preach reality? Let me tell you what. If I preach hell, high water, swim or drown, I want to preach the truth, and I got to live what I preach. Yeah. People don't care about church. People miss church to go to a pep rally. Yeah. Where's the love of God? Y'all don't see it. Where's the song? They had a big parade coming through Hickory this Sunday. It's an Armistice Day parade. My God. But brother, when it rolled me to that hospital, I got out of the car. It was like in slow motion. And when they got me there, someone come with a chair. And they put me in that chair. Oh, my. And they began to push me. And I just sat there. I was like, I was in another dimension. Something was happening. And when he got me there, I got in the bed. And the nurse came in. She said, I guess you look on the chart. Well, Mr. Chilson, good afternoon. How you doing, Mr. Chilson? I said, I'm doing fine, ma'am. She said, what is your date of birth? I said, 9/21/6. She said, okay. She said, what is your address? I said, 503 Golden Mike Road, Lattice, South Carolina. And she asked, how many grades you got? I said, I got 5 grand, 4 girls and 1 boy. Who is your wife? What is this and that? You want to know the date of the birth? You mean, if you want to get good with this thing, I'll tell you what. I wish you would ask me. So, what is the seventh church? I say, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. Hello, everybody. I would say, Paul, I was reading this, Martin, Columbus, Luther, West. That's what I would have said to her. But she didn't ask me that. She asked me my date of birth. And she looked on her little chalk. And she said, Mr. Chisholm, what's wrong with you? I said, ma'am, there's nothing wrong with me. She said, Mr. Chisholm, see, people can't, they ain't ready for the supernatural. Mr. Chisholm, tell me what's wrong. What's really bothering you? I said, ma'am, nothing bothering you. Mr. Chisholm, there's got to be something bothering you. Is your grand bothering you? No. Is your children? No. And all that above is nothing. I said, ma'am. She said, Mr. Chisholm, what is wrong then? Because they got to put something out. I said, ma'am, I had an out-of-body experience. Well, she wrote it down. I didn't care if she didn't believe it or not. I know something was happening to me. And let me tell you, brother, and everybody came in that hospital. I was telling them to get their hearts right with God. I was telling them, let me tell you what, God is a sovereignty God. I said, look, God is the God of the universe. And look like man is controlling things on the earth. You getting disturbed by man. But man ain't doing nothing. It's God controlling things on your job and everywhere you go. It's God got your husband, got you all heated up. It's God. This guy got your pastor stepping on your toe and look like he's on your toes every day. What God trying to do? He's trying to build character. I said, God, give me character. And the lady said, Mr. Chisholm. And then she comes in. Mr. Chisholm, I know what they want. I was in my good head, good mind. Mr. Chisholm, she had that little paper. You know what they want, right? What they always ask, brother. And don't you work in the hospital? What the next thing they ask you for? That's it. Identification. Do you have insurance? But if I would say, no, I don't have no insurance, give them two aspirin and let them call us in the morning. But because I had that thing called Blue Cross and Blue Shield, buddy, let me tell you what. Mr. Chisholm, what we're going to do, we're going to check your blood pressure. We're going to check your urine. We're going to check your heart. When the last time you been to the doctor? I said, ma'am, I ain't been to the doctor about 30 years. Oh, my God, something got to be wrong with you. We're going to check your blood pressure. We're going to check your urine. We're going to check this. We're going to check your stress test and this and that. And for I know, a big, huge machine coming in, look like on a peek me up. They shoot lights and camera. I thought I was on a spotlight. Lights and camera. And I'm just saying to myself, I'm fine, people. I'm fine. Y'all should have let me went home. What if I went on the other side, brother, and seen that table was for miles long? Huh? Just what if I went on the other side and seen a long table and I could see some people sitting there, but I didn't see nobody's faces. And I come back and tell you that. I want you to say, oh, God. Brother Tim, brother, pastor, brother Chisholm, we enjoyed him. But I think he's going off a little bit. He's right at that age. He start forgetting stuff. I mean, we love him as a brother. We appreciate it. Oh, God knows we love his singing. But let me tell you what. They didn't believe Jesus come again, didn't they? Do you know the church natural? They thought that the disciples sold him. They didn't believe Jesus when he said, look, I turned this building down and I'll build it back in 3 days. Not for, they said, is he crazy? Man, we just had a construction site to come in here. It took us 46 years and this man said he's going to tear it down in 1 day. Then he's going to build it back up. Impossible. He wasn't talking about a natural building, but he was talking about his body. He said, I go down in the grave. Look, I believe that with all my heart. And when he was on that cross, when he said it was finished, and he dropped his head in the laps of his shoulder, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, forgive them. And life left his body. I believe his spirit went back to the God that gave it. I believe his body laid in Joseph's tomb. And I believe that soul went down to hell. And preach those that reject no message. Come and play something soft. And I'm going to end on this right here. Thank you, Jesus. Do you really believe? Could we act upon God's word? First, I'm asking God. But then I'm asking God. Lord, help me in this hour. How many of you love the Lord tonight? How many of you appreciate the word tonight? You know my favorite song? In the key of F, Jesus, keep me near the cross. I'm going to close on this note right here. I don't know how long I've been up here, but I believe it was worthwhile. I just want the people to know. You better make sure that you know that you know. Old Peter told me one time, he said, Brother Chisholm, I've been dismissed for 40 years. I said, Pastor, I don't mean no harm. He said, Brother Chisholm, I got my degree. I said, Pastor, you've been in the way. He said, I've been in this way for 40 years. I said, yeah, you've been in the way. You need to get out of the way. You know, could you be church spiritual? Or could you be church natural? When our Lord Jesus Christ, when He walked on this earth as Son of Man in flesh, how many believe He walked on this earth? Matthew records it. Matthew, I think the 24th chapter, verse 10 on, he's talking about there'll be wars and there'll be stress for nation. People will be easy offended. Are we there? Least little thing you say now, offend one another, stay out of church. Husband getting married with wife, least little thing. You shouldn't have been that way. But we're here. He said, nation will be against nation. But watch what he says, Mama. He made another statement. Jesus said, look, he was talking to all the believers. I can imagine when he was looking around at them. He says, now look, 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 I want to warn y'all. He said, when you see, that was 87. He said, when you see the abomination of the desolation done in the city, get out of the city. Get, flee to the mountain. And did we have Son of Man again in our day? We see same-sex marriage. Set a history record around. Look at it. Look at this nation that we're living in. Same-sex marriage. One of the most awful things you ever want to look at. You say, brother, children, they're going to lock you up. If they lock me up, let me tell you what. When they had me in that hospital and the nurse came back with the report, she said, Mr. Chisholm, oh, my God. I was in there preaching. You talking about lying down the hallway? I was telling people to get their life right with God. I was talking about getting saved. A sister came. I said, sister, change your way of walking. Change your way. I was so caught up that I grabbed the nurse by the hand. I said, do you have the Holy Ghost? She don't want to hear nothing like that. She's on a medical term. She got to tell me about medicine. I got to preach to her. She said, Mrs. Chisholm, let us tell you. She said, you don't have high blood pressure. You don't have sugar. You don't have heart strength. You're not worrying about nothing. I said, I try to tell you, people, I'm losing it. I'm finna leave this world. I'm finna kiss this world goodbye. This world is hanging. The wrath of God is hanging over America by a rotten thread. And we act like nothing happened, but then people go back home. They do like they want. And the wrath of God. Brother Brown said, them two angels. Didn't he say so? What's the two men that die? Old Ross and Billy Graham. Is that right? He said, when them two angels go, and there's another play. He said, when that lame angel go, when that last angel go, watch the fire fall. I believe that. See, this is not for everybody. And you might call me crazy, but I believe with all my heart. That nurse said, get him out of here. Get him out of here. Then I got, and then they came up to Mr. Chisholm. Your bill is, my God, they stuck one needle in me, and they charged me about $3,000. But your medical, your hospital paid, your insurance paid this. I didn't care nothing. I said, angel of the Lord, come and pay that. I'm not worrying about nothing. Are you hearing me? I'm going to leave this world, brother Andy. We won't get old no more. Brother Long, if I go by the grave, it doesn't matter. Are y'all hearing me? I see you again. If your heart is right, I see you again. I see you on the other side. If your heart is right, you won't be there. So you better examine yourself. You might be looking, I might be looking all good. Let me tell you what, if you make it over there and you don't see Brother Chisholm, guess what? But Chisholm was faking. Yeah, but I thought he was anointed. You must have known the anointed ones at the end time. Do you love him? And Jesus said, make sure your flight don't be in the winter. Not on the Sabbath day. I'm sorry for holding this long. This need to be told. And after Jesus told them that, you know what happened? The true church. The church that believed in the supernatural. You know, the words got around. They said, didn't our Savior 40 years ago, didn't he say that quote? There's a quote right here. He said it right here, page so and so. He said, when you see that coming, when they go to get all, when they go to do this, we got to be gone. When the boycott said it, we got to be gone. When the martial law drop in. Oh man, we got the right president now. We got a president. You can't stop him now. He got the money, he got the power. And it's not him. But this thing is controlled by the sixth seal. It's demon power. It's controlling the government. And I look at it and I said, God, get me ready. But then I said, God, get me ready. You know what? I hope by this time next year we'll be gone. I hope by this time next year we'll be gone. I pray, God, next year this time we leave neither here nor high, because my heart is right with God. My heart is right towards all man. I love you like a mama. I love you like a dear brother. Try me and see me. I have nothing to hide. What about you? Do you love me like a dear brother? Only know me for about a year or two, but do you love me like you love your brother? Can you treat me the same way you treat Brother Anthony? Oh, God. Can I treat you the same way I treat my next brother? Can I treat you the same way I treat the black brother? But I say, Jesus, keep me near the cross. I'm speaking the truth, church. Jesus said, don't let your flight be in the winter. Not on the Sabbath day. The true church say, let's get out of here. Let's get out. But brother, they grab everything. They told the wife, honey, just forget it. Let's go. Let's go. And they ran, but they did run out of the city. But the church naturally said, look, all that brother children talking about, look, he just all wind up. You know how those advantages get? They just stir you up. Brother Brandon said, they're a fireball. But keep believing that. Pastor preach. Your pastor gone now. He preached day in and day out. Oh, I've heard him preach. Good teacher. What good is it for me to hear a good preacher and I can't change? But Jesus was gone. Then Titus came in. And then Roman soldiers came in. And you know what? Then they tried to get out of the city. The women got so hungry, my sister, they ate the bark off the tree. They ate their own babies. Let me tell you, church. Lord, make me ready now. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain free to all of you. Overflow from heaven. Lord, do I have what it takes, Lord? Search my heart tonight, singing the cross, in the cross, oh, be my glory ever, oh, Lord, till. I love you tonight, saints. I love every one of you. Oh, rest. Just rest. Beyond the rim. You know, it's a bad thing. People know they don't have what it takes. But because of pride. Do you know when Solomon, Gomorrah, and those five cities was destroyed? It just wasn't homosexuality. There was a spirit of pride. And let me tell you, tonight, I won't let nothing hold me down tonight. I said, Lord Jesus, help me to stay near the cross. I said, Brother Chisholm, I need the Holy Ghost. I need it down in my soul. Brother Chisholm, I just don't need the new spirit. But I need the Holy Spirit. Brother Chisholm, I've been kind of handling my wife in a way that wasn't right. But the Holy Ghost came and struck my whole heart. But I thank God I'm able to accept it. Your wife said, I've been treating my husband right. Children say, I've been talking back to my mom. I've been talking back to my dad. I ain't been obedient to my parents. But the Lord is talking to you tonight. Who would believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Let us bow our heads. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your precious people tonight. Lord God, I know it was a little different, Lord. But Father, I feel in my heart, Lord, from what happened in April, Lord, I feel like, Lord, The people need to be warned. Lord, just hearing the word, but we must be doers of the word. And Father, I could rest in peace tonight. Lord, I could go back home to South Carolina. I could ride in my automobile with peace in my heart. I've spoken the truth. Lord God, I thank you for your people. Lord, may they all be blessed tonight. And may, Lord, when they leave this place, Lord, may the word found good ground. And God, those that, Lord, don't have the Holy Ghost, Lord, I pray that you give them the Holy Ghost. And Lord God, those that have the Holy Ghost, I pray, God, you give them a renewing, a refreshing. I pray tonight, God. I pray, God, as you talk to us on the road to your midst, I pray, God, you'll open our understanding, Father. This we ask in Jesus' name. Give me the key of F. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, mighty God is he.